This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. Today marks a very special day for Tom Haney, a local man who is getting a horse inducted into the Illinois Quarter Horse Hall of Fame today. I had the chance to speak with him about this very special horse.
Well, we'll start this way. I raised him from a baby, and I liked his looks when he was born, but as a colt, he just kept getting better and better. And when he became an older horse, we started thinking about tricks. And he could do about 20 different type of tricks. And there was three things that made him most unique. When he went through this routine, there was three things that happened to the crowd. They would start smiling, they would start laughing, and they'd start clapping. And it never failed. And so if you came in now to the show and you came in a grouch and you went out a grouch, then you need some extra help. And so, but he could do about 20 different things, and he never forgot any of them. You could lay him off for 6 months and he'd still remember them and go right through them.
What were some of the tricks that he knew how to do?
Well, I can start giving you a few. He would count. He would smile. He would wave the American flag. You try to saddle him up. He put the horse blanket on his back, then you reach for the saddle, and he'd have that blanket hand back to you. He'd jerk it off his back and just give it right back to you. So you had to be pretty quick to saddle him up. He would drink out of a bottle. He would lay down and cover himself up with a blanket. He'd bow down, and he could take handkerchiefs off front leg, back leg. And one thing about the handkerchiefs, if you tied them on there wrong and he got a hold of them, then you'd probably have to get another handkerchief because they didn't come out very well once he got a hold of them.
I bet.
But the drinking out of the bottle was pretty neat. And I'll tell you a little bit about that one. We went to a show down in Louisville, Kentucky. The horse is called Equitana, where all breeds of horses showed up from everywhere. And he was in the ring, and we were doing different things, and so he started drinking out of the bottle. He tipped that thing up and just drank right out of it. And I took it away from him while he was drinking. And I said, I need volunteer. And all the hands went up in the crowd. You know, they want to get out there and be with the horse. I said, I just want somebody to come over here, take a sip out of this bottle, tell me what he's been drinking. Well, there was, like I said, all the hands went down except for one young lady. She's a high schooler. She came marching over to me and got right in my face, and she looked at me and says, does he backwash? And I said, you know, I really don't know. But that was some of the things that he did that were so unique. And for instance, we were at a show, and this little boy was standing there. We always tried to play with the crowd. I went over to ask him, I said, how old are you? And he told me, and I said, let's see if that old horse can tell you how old you are. And I signaled to my wife, which is the biggest part of the show, because she did all the hard work putting him through the routine. And I signaled he was 5 years old. So the old horse counted off with the right front foot 5 times. And I looked at the little boy, he's kind of wide-eyed, you know. I said, well, how do you suppose he knew that? And he looked at me, he says, he just knows.
Well, this sounds like it was a really special horse indeed.
He was something that you won't find very often. In fact, I don't know where you'd find one like him. But anyway, when we were on TV, and this is one thing that really did count, we did TV commercials, and every time he was on TV, 600,000 people saw him.
Oh, wow.
Well, over the years, there was millions and millions of people watched this horse. And even today, you ask some folks, you remember that horse on TV that covered himself up with a blanket? And they'll start smiling and start laughing, even after all this time. And so that's what I think made him really special. When we did one TV commercial, it was a Ford agency. He was laying on the ground, and he had a blanket about halfway up on his shoulder. And the owner of the store, the agency, looked down at him and said, I'll bet you can sleep better since you've been dealing with me. And he grabbed that blanket and covered himself up, and all you could see was his nose. and that brought the house down, you know. But we take him to school, and these little kids that were there running around, he knew exactly where he was at, because he'd just be like a statue. He wouldn't move, but you could see them big eyes, he was watching. And that's the kind of intelligence he had. And one thing about him, though, if he laid him down in grass, the show was over, because he'd just lay there on his side and eat grass. He wouldn't do nothing he was supposed to. So that kind of, but we had write-ups in the Western Horseman, Quarter Horse Journal, but that wasn't the only thing he was good for. He was an excellent-looking horse, an outstanding-looking horse, and he was a breeding horse. We had horses that we shipped to Germany, Canada, Mexico, all across the United States. So he was something that very few people have the opportunity to own because he was so smart. One thing he could do, I could go out that arena when we were putting the show on. I'd tie my wife up with her wrist, and he'd go over there and untie her.
Oh, wow.
He'd just get a hold of that rope, and he would get it undone. And another thing that at the end of the show, he seemed to know when that was over, because he'd get around behind my wife, put his head down in the middle of her back, and shove her right out the arena gate. He says, time to go home. But there's so many things that he did, and so many things that people remember. And that's why I say he was so great, because he entertained. And like Winston Churchill said, the outside of a horse is a good for the inside of a man. And this horse was something very, very special.
Well, it sounds like it. And how did you teach him how to do all of these tricks?
It was repetition. You watch other people that do things like that, you know, and kind of copy how they made the horse do this and that. And then you would work on that particular trick that you want him to do. And it's a matter of just repetition. Like some horses, you remember Mr. Ed would grin and do all kinds of lip movements?
Right.
Well, peanut butter will do that. Give them a little peanut butter out of the lip, and they'll get to moving them old lips pretty quick. But there's, like I say, there's so many different ways of doing it. A lot of people have different ways to make horses do that sort of thing.
Right.
But he was something that I've been around horses all my life. In fact, a couple of years ago, I was inducted into the Illinois Quarter Horse Hall of Fame. And he was a big part of that. That's one reason I just kept going, because I've always liked horses, and he was a big part of our lives, and so that has kind of inspired me to go. But one thing about him was he had patience of the biblical guy named Job. We went into a real king store one time, and we never did it again, but we did that one time because we didn't know what the results would be. But we told the owner to get a Polaroid camera and get the kids in there, and we would put them up on his back and take pictures of them. And I never dreamed that there would be maybe 600 kids out there waiting to get on his back, and I was the guy lifting them up on his back, and the time I got 300, I was wore out.
I bet.
And some of the little kids put it heavy. But one thing about him, and I don't know of any other horse in the country that would have stood there all that time with all them kids on his back doing all kinds of different things and never act up at all.
It does take a horse with an immense amount of patience for that.
I don't know whether I'd ever find one again like that, because I say you eventually they get pretty antsy and they want to, you know, they want that to stop. But he stood there and never made a move. And another thing that was kind of important is the fact that James Drury, the Virginian, on the Virginian series, he was on his back riding him.
Oh, really?
Ronald McDonald was on his back, but old Ronald couldn't put his feet in the stirrups because he had them great big shoes. So he just kind of have to let them hang out. But that's some of the things he did. But to be that visible, we were in Amarillo, Texas at the American Quarter Horse Hall of Fame. And we put on a show there. But we were all over with this horse. He was everywhere. And being on TV as much as he was very visible. And he was a good representative of the American Quarter Horse, because he was so visible, and he was a good-looking horse, and he had the intelligence to show up at that particular time that, you know, he was calm and collected. One thing I'll have to add to this, he was a breeding horse. And when breeding season came, get out of the way.
Well, that would be definitely a good tip to give out.
Yes, it would, because I said he knew when the change was, just like the little kids. And another thing, I keep thinking about all these things that's happened over the years, you know, and you forget some, and then it comes back to you. But we were in Alabama, I think it was. No, maybe it's Mississippi. It doesn't matter. We went to a big show down there to put on a show, and they brought in a whole busload of special needs people in this Coliseum, and they looked so sad and so neglected. And we brought him out, and he started doing these tricks. And you talk about waking people up. They woke up and just couldn't get enough of him, laughing and clapping and carrying on. And after the show was over, they'd come by so they could touch him. And this one kid in the wheelchair wanted to know if he could kiss him. And I said, well, help yourself. But he got a better deal than that. He got set on him.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
I raised horses, all kinds of horses, quarter horses, that is. But I never had one like him.
Well, it sounds like this induction into the Illinois Quarter Horse Hall of Fame is very well deserved. So let me just say congratulations to you, and I hope you have a good time on the 11th as he gets inducted into the Quarter Horse Hall of Fame. Again, that was Tom Haney talking about his horse's recent induction into the Illinois Quarter Horse Hall of Fame. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.